Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Yes. It is an unstoppable day. How you doing out there in Facebook land, in Periscope land, and out there in Blog Talk Radio? I am Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, and I'm the host of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary, unstoppable people with unstoppable stories. Thank you for tuning in for another Tuesday night. I know you could be anywhere in the world right now watching. You could be anywhere in the world right now listening. And I'm so pleased and so humbled that you decided to stop by the Unstoppable Story Show for just a minute. I'm going to promise you that you are going to walk away from this show inspired. You're going to walk away from this show motivated. And you will walk away from this show if you pay attention and you take copious notes and you really tune into what our guest is going to talk to you tonight. You are going to be transformed. Well, we are in the first really official week of 2017. You know, last week we were still celebrating New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and a lot of people still extended their vacation into the first week of the new year. But this week, you know, is back to business as normal, back to school, back to work, back to that entrepreneurial grind, back to living the dream. But for some people who have made resolutions in 2017, there's probably a moment where they just have already found the stumbling block in their life. Somebody out there has already succumbed to the fear instead of being courageous and pushing through to the next level of their greatness. But that's okay, because on day 10 of the first month of 2017, we are going to help you get over the stumbling blocks so that you can move past the stepping stones. And we're going to do that with our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is recognized as one of the nation's leading business transformation experts. And his name is Velton Schaubel out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Velton is an expert in sales. He's an expert in marketing and expert in lead development. And as a speaker, author, trainer, and business consultant, he's known for his wit and he's known for his wisdom. Now, I know we got a little weak signal here on Facebook, so you guys let me know if you can hear me pretty well. If you can see me, put something in the chat room. Just say yes or put a one if you can hear me pretty well. And you guys in Periscope do the same thing. Velton delivers dynamic and entertaining messages to organizations throughout the United States and the Caribbean. And Velton and I, we met through some relationships on social media years ago. And we've been following in each other's circles ever since then. You know, I love what he does as the transformation expert and how he talks to businesses and everyday folk and helps them change their lives and transform their lives for the better. And I love how he does it in such a calm demeanor, such a laid-back gentleman. He really is a great guy. He's really got some great information he's going to share with you this evening. And I'm just so glad to call him my friend and my colleague. So without further ado, let's welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show my friend, the transformation expert himself, Velton Schaubel. Velton, are you on the call?
Oh, yeah, I'm here and loving every minute of it. Terrence, how are you, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
I am unstoppable. You know what the tagline says. How are you?
Not as good as you, and I'm fantastic.
Well, you know what? Then that just makes us both unstoppable. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking your time taking out of your busy schedule to be on the Unstoppable Story Show. I was honored and humbled to be a guest on your show, The Transformation Zone, last week, also on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm more than happy to return the favor and introduce you to my audience here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as in Facebook and Periscope. So before we get started, why don't you, the first question I ask each and every one of my guests is, Velton, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
To be unstoppable, wow, that's the story of my life. You know, one of the things I like to tell people, because my platform is transformation, but transformation, just like being unstoppable, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it means that you have to be ready for every opportunity that presents itself to you, no matter what it is. Because some people use the word challenge as a stumbling block, something that their challenge is put in front of them, and they immediately freeze and just go into their shell and shake and shudder. Well, I'm here to tell you that that challenge should never be recognized as being such again. That challenge is an opportunity in disguise. You just haven't cracked the code yet. And as soon as you crack the code of that, it's no longer a challenge. It's now your new opportunity, and it's a put there to help you go from good to great.
Wow. I love it. You see, this guy is a power.
I don't look at things as challenges.
He is a powerhouse of energy, ladies and gentlemen. You hear him right now. So we can't wait to just get more information and more things that are going to help us move forward this evening. So you guys, if you're out there listening, it's, by the way, go ahead and join the conversation. How do you do that, you say? Well, you can just dial in at 323-870-3764. That's 323-870-3764. Hit the one on your touch tone dial, and then we'll see that you are in the queue. And if time permits, we'll get you on the Unstoppable Story Show. Shout out to our people out in Periscope. We got Dr. Walter Sims. Hey, Dr. Walter Sims out there in Periscope. And on Facebook Live, we got Tavia Free Spirit watching us in the Facebook Live room. Shout out to you guys as well. So now, Velton, you weren't always this great transformation expert that you are today, blazing trails and changing lives and transforming worlds each and every day. You weren't a stranger to challenges, and you weren't a stranger to stumbling blocks. Tell us a little bit about your story, and then we'll go into how you've transformed yourself and how you've transformed other people across the world.
Well, you know, it's funny. My story is full of opportunities to change stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Now, I come from the inner city in New Jersey, a little city called Camden, New Jersey. And for those of you who know Camden, Camden is probably one of the most difficult places in the country to grow up in. But it's one of those places that once you understand that it's not a challenge, it's an opportunity, it's not a defeat, it's a test, and you utilize those things, it can help you get to where you're trying to go. And when I left Camden, New Jersey, my first job, I was in a hotel business. And I went through a training program for a whole year. And at the conclusion of that program, I wanted to be a salesperson. You know, I spent 27 years in sales. But before I got to sales, I had a stumbling block put in my way. They said to me, "We don't think you're sales material." How many times have you been in a situation, or somebody that's listening, been in a situation where what you wanted or what you thought of yourself, somebody thought differently about you? Somebody didn't think you had what it takes. They didn't believe in you. And the first thing that I want everybody to understand about transformation is, if you don't believe in yourself, guess what? Nobody else will either.
Wow. I think you need
to
say that again.
To be, If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't trust what you know and what you're about, nobody else will either.
That is so true. So true.
And
so
when I started out and I said I wanted to be a salesperson, that's what I was confronted with. So what do you do? To take it a step further, not only was I not allowed to be a salesperson, I was forced to take a job that nobody else wanted. So I had a decision to make. Is this the end, or is this a new beginning? Is this a challenge that I can't overcome, or is this an opportunity disguised? And this is what I know. When a challenge like that is in front of you, you've got two choices. You can go after it with everything in your mind, body, and soul, or you can run for the hills and try to fight another day, hoping that that day comes along. In many instances, that opportunity, if you miss the boat, if you miss the plane, if you miss that train, there's nothing else coming through the station to take you on that journey.
So when you
I want to say this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, please.
So when you were at that turning point where when you had to make that decision, you know, for the people who are watching on Periscope and watching on Facebook Live, I'm wearing this Courage Over Fear T-shirt, and we'll talk about that later on in the show, what that stands for. But what did you feel at that point in time where you had to make that decision about which way you were going to go? Did you feel courageous, or did you feel the fear?
I'd be lying to you, and I'd be misrepresenting to everybody on this show if I said that I was like Superman and I put on my cape and went into the phone booth and came out a changed person. No, I went into my shell initially. I blamed everybody around me for their inefficiencies and their shortcomings and their inability to see who I was. And I wanted to make them responsible for preventing me from realizing who I was meant to be. But, you know, Terrence, it's an interesting world that we both live in and revolve in now, because we work with people to help them and coach them. And at that particular point in time and in that particular arena, there wasn't such a thing as a coach unless it was in sports. But
right.
There was a gentleman who took an interest in me, because when I say I felt defeated, I walked off the job. I was so distraught and so frustrated, I said, I got to go home today. I can't handle any more today. And I walked out. And I was a block and a half away from the job, and this voice came from behind me and said, hey, you're not going out like that. Come here. And this gentleman came to me and talked to me and said, you have spent a year of your life working hard and diligently in this training program. And just because what you want is not what's going to happen today, are you really going to let your dream go up in smoke?
Ooh. Wow. That's a bold statement to make, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying, you know, personally, just me as an individual, I was not prepared to go on. I thought that I had missed that plane, train, or boat, or somebody said they just weren't going to punch my ticket. So when this gentleman took an interest in me, and just had that conversation with me, it calmed me. That gentleman became my lifelong friend and mentor to this day, and I talk to him all the time. But it was that moment where I had to make a decision. It was that moment where I had to change my thought process. And I was forced to take a position or a job that nobody else wanted. And I had another decision to make. Do I do enough just to get by and look for the next opportunity if it ever comes? But I'm here to tell you this. You're going to have stumbling blocks that you're going to have to turn into stepping stones. And if I had taken that job and just did the status quo, just did enough to get by, the next door or opportunity would have remained closed to me. So I had to make a decision. And the decision was to work as hard as I could in that position. And here's the beauty of it. That position was a night manager in a hotel. And as a night manager in a hotel, I was in a position where every problem, every complaint, every issue that arose in the evening when there is nobody else around to resolve it was put in my stead, was put on my plate. And I had to figure out how to fix it, how to make other people happy, how to make other people satisfied with what was going on. And that's not an easy thing to do, but what was happening and what happens to us all the time is I was learning what to do and what not to do and how to do things that otherwise I would have never been confronted with. Now, remember, I said I wanted to go into sales. And in any sales capacity, the operations people will tell you, salespeople sell the dream. And the operations people end up managing the nightmare. Because
it's that visionary. The visionaries put it all out there, and then the workers have to make it happen, right?
Make it happen. And sometimes in our vision, there are certain areas that are cloudy, and we don't define them effectively enough so that when the operations people get it, they know what we were thinking.
Well,
the next 18 months, I got to handle all that stuff. So what does that do for you when you get to the position that you want to be in? You know what not to do.
And you know, if I could just
18 months.
Let me jump in real quick. You know, listening to your story, you know, it reminds me very much of a segment in the latest Denzel Washington, Viola Davis movie out called Fences, based upon the August Wilson play. And basically, Denzel's character was a husband, was a father, but he was a man who felt like the dream had passed him by. He at one point in his life, he was a baseball player, and he felt he was one of the best baseball players out there in the Negro League, but never made it to the big time, never made it to the major leagues, never made it to the bright lights. And he carried that feeling of unfulfilled promise into his day-to-day life. He took a regular job because he didn't make it with his dream. And then as the story fast forwards, because I'm not going to give the whole movie away because I want y'all to go see the movie and go support black movies out there. He's 18 years later, he found himself in the same rut, walking in the same circle, working the same job, coming home, doing the same thing over and over again, and felt like his life was unfulfilled. The difference between his story and your story is that you found a way to use your situation to prepare you for your destination. See, you recognize that a dream denied is not a dream deferred, and too many people in today's society, in our microwave society, that says that if you can't have it right now, then you're not meant to have it, or you won't have it at all. Too many people don't understand what they mean by that dream deferred being not a dream denied, and using your current situation to prepare you for your future destination. And that's,
you know,
I just want to, I have to stop you and just commend you on what I was hearing just based upon you telling that story.
Well, you know, there's a quote that I love, and it's about no. No means next opportunity and learning.
Oh, I love it.
And if
I love it.
Look at the fact that no means it's the next opportunity for you to learn. And take that, don't take that no as final. We have so much more that we can do if we go about it the right way. But what we end up doing, and what most of us are built to do, when we get that no, we blame someone else. We want to say they don't like me. They have it in for me. There's something about them that's wrong. And we worry about whether or not people like us versus doing what's necessary to achieve our goals. But, you know, I was talking to a young man the other day. He's a very, very intelligent young man. And he said something to me that I just – I have to say it now because I was just mind-boggled when he presented it to me. He said, you know, he learned that you shouldn't worry about if people don't like you because most people are having trouble liking themselves.
Okay. Tell me about it. And most
so
of those people
that.
are
We think about whether or not somebody likes us.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
And that's why we get or we don't get what we want is because whether or not somebody likes us. But a lot of times it's not whether they or not they like us because they really don't like themselves or where they are. So we have to take and internalize our vision and not let things that don't happen the way we want them to happen prevent us from achieving our overall objective or our overall goal.
I love it. I love it. We are listening to Velton Shawell. He is the transformation expert on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. He has given us some great nuggets, sharing his unstoppable story so that you can learn how to overcome your stumbling blocks and turn them into stepping stones. So we're going to, Velton, if you can hang out with us a little bit longer, we are going to take a commercial break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about what you're doing now as an author and as a business leader, how you're helping people transform their mind, but also transform their world. So can you hang out with us for a second?
Absolutely. Love to.
Love it. Velton Shawell here on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. You know what? I said earlier I was going to talk about this shirt that I'm wearing right now. And so if you guys are watching on Periscope, thanks, Mark from Texas. Mark has been a loyal follower on Periscope of the Unstoppable Story Show. Thank you for being there. Thank you, Shamir Mallard, the melodious minister of motivation. Thank you for joining us here in Facebook Live. But as you can see, the shirt says Courage Over Fear. And it is the brainstorm of my friend, Reverend Aretha Tatum, here in Chicago. And she is giving these shirts out and showing people how to really walk the walk as well as talk the talk. We understand that there is a lot of change that is taking place in 2017. And with that change has become a lot of animosity, a lot of anxiety, a lot of angst, as well as a lot of fear. We fear what's going to happen next. And so the campaign that we are a part of and that we want to show solidarity for over the next couple of weeks, especially as our country transitions from one president to the next president, is that we want to relay courage over fear. And so this shirt is the shirt that I'm wearing in solidarity with Reverend Aretha Tatum and dozens of other people here across the Chicagoland area and hopefully across the country, where you can use your voice as well as your body to show that you have courage and you have no fear. And even if you do have fear, if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, and I'm showing the mustard seed right now on Facebook and on Periscope, the greatest book ever written, in my opinion, says if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, you can overcome those stumbling blocks, you can move into your stepping stones, and oh, by the way, you might even move mountains. But first, you've got to have that courage over fear. So I invite you guys, if you want to get more information about this cause, this movement that we are working on in 2017, the Courage Over Fear movement, you can reach out to my friend, Reverend Aretha, A-R-E-T-H-A, Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, on Facebook. She can tell you about the shirt, and she can tell you how you can align with her on this Courage Over Fear cause. And if you're watching in Periscope or if you're watching on Facebook Live right now, if you could just do the hashtag Courage Over Fear, hashtag Courage Over Fear, I would so appreciate it if you did that. Mark in Texas says, that's awesome. I want in on that. Go to Facebook, Aretha Tatum, A-R-E-T-H-A-T-A-T-U-M on Facebook. She's got all the information there marked. All right, so we're going to take a commercial break. We've got a new sponsor on the Unstoppable Story Show. She is fabulous, and she is my friend Tavia Jordan, and she is definitely rising and blinging so that she can be seen in 2017. She has the company Bling 10. So why don't you guys just hang out for a second, take a listen to our new sponsor of Bling 10, the personal assistance for your brides. Because at Bling 10, they want you as a bride not to be bothered, to just be beautiful. And we'll be back in just a moment on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by Bling 10, brides leaving it in good hands, where we offer exceptional personal assistance to brides. Can't find a dress? Need help running errands? Got a checklist that is overflowing or no checklist at all? Allow Bling 10 to tie up those last-minute loose ends. Call Tavia Jordan today at 708-654-0661 and know that help is on the way. At Bling 10, we focus on you not being bothered so that you can just be beautiful. Let us take the stress, bride, out of the most important day of your life. Yes, 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 indeed. That's Bling 10, your personal assistance for brides. Check out Tavia Jordan by calling her at 708-654-0661. She's going to help you, the bride, not be bothered by all the other things that go into that special day. You can just focus on being beautiful. So Bling 10, you see the banner in the background. Isn't that a beautiful banner? Bling 10, brides leaving it in good hands. 708-654-0661. All right, so we are back with the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge and our guest tonight, the one, the only, the transformation business expert, Velton Shawell. Hey, Velton, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
So, Velton, we left off talking about how your current situation at that time, being the night manager, prepared you for your future destination. So who is Velton Shawell today? Tell us who Velton Shawell is and what Velton Shawell does to help transform people's minds and transform their world.
Well, today I am a motivational speaker, and I work with sales professionals and entrepreneurs to help them improve their performance, increase their income, and become a dominating force in their market. Now, the first place that we have to start, obviously, is taking a look at ourselves. Who are we? What do we have? And why should people care about what we offer to them? What is it? What is our objective? Where do we want to go? And how do we plan to get there? I sit down and I talk to people about where they currently are and where they want to go. You know, many people are in a good situation, and most of the customers, most of the clients that I talk to, most of the audiences that I speak to, these are pretty well-accomplished people, and they're doing a good job right where they are. Many are content with where they are at that moment. But here's what I know. Most people that are in a good position are there because being great takes more work. And the biggest obstacle to being great is being satisfied with being good. So if we want to go from good to great, how do we have to change our mindset and our focus so that we no longer are content with the status quo or being good? How do we push the envelope? What are the steps involved? What is the vision, first of all? What are the steps involved to accomplish the vision? And what are the measurements that we utilize to effectively analyze whether or not we're leveling it up at every step?
So what's the first step?
I take apart. The first step is in anything and everything is believing in yourself. You need to believe in your vision. Is this a vision that you are willing to put in the work, to live for, to die for, to give up everything that you have to accomplish? Because sometimes your world is going to explode. When you're transforming from good to great, it's not going to always be smooth and easy. You're going to lose. You know, you asked me about who I am and where I am today. Where I am today, I didn't go from that position, getting that position as a salesperson, to now owning my own company. I worked for somebody else for 27 years. I spent 20 years as a director of sales and marketing. And then one day, I was called into the office, and they said, we're going in a different direction, and that direction doesn't include you.
Ooh.
So what do you do when you get in a situation where you've given something your all and everything that you have, and they say, great, it's not about your performance. It's not about what you've done so far, but we're looking at doing something different. And what's different about it is not – just the direction. What's also different about it is there's no place for you in it.
Yeah.
So I talk to people about what it is when someone just pushes that button on your career and says, hey, we're making a change, and you're part of the change, and the change means that you have a new address come Monday morning. Have you prepared yourself based on what you've learned, what you've done, and what your dream is to make that transition, to make that transformation? Because knowledge is the new currency of the future. And the knowledge that you have is what is going to help you go from good to great. If you effectively take that knowledge and find your strengths, find your love, find the things that you are willing to get up every day and do no matter whether you're paid for it or not. And if you can find that passion, that love, we have the essence of creating a new vision, a new world, a new opportunity for you. And that's what I want people to really start to look at. What is it that you're willing to do and not get paid for? Is it something that you can then turn into a monetary reward for yourself? If you have created a business, is this business what you really have a passion for? or is it another job? You know, I don't believe in having a job. You know, it's been said that J-O-B stands for just over broke. And most people who have a job are just over broke.
But if
you can find what your passion is, and it becomes your lifelong journey, your passion, the difference between your passion and a job is if you're doing your passion, you'll never work a day in your life because you'll get up every morning energized. You'll get up every morning full of life and vigor. You'll go to sleep at night trying to think about things to change who you are and where you are. You'll do the things that I didn't do many years ago. I didn't have a journal next to my bed. Now I have a journal that's right next to my bed. Why? Because I love what I do, and I wake up in the middle of the night about 2 a.m. with a thought. I turn on a little light so I don't disturb anybody else, and I jot down some notes. Or I get up and come into my office, and I make some notes so that I don't forget. So that when I come back the next day after rejuvenating my battery, that I can then put into practice some of the things that I was dreaming about. Because the best dreams to have are the dreams that you have when you're awake. And if you can really develop that mindset, then we've got the essence of transformation.
Oh, Velton, you are just speaking knowledge. We're listening to Velton Shaul, the transformation expert, as he's explaining to us the things that we need to do so that we can overcome those stumbling blocks and move ahead into our stepping stones. Mark is watching us on Periscope, and he said he's loving what he's hearing. Great information, Velton. We've got Shamir Mallard on Facebook Live. He's talking awesome. Hashtag from good to great. And you know, you talked about if you find your passion, you'll never work another day. Very much the same thing that I say to my clients over and over again. If you find that thing that not only are you good at, because we're good at a number of different things, some things we might even be exceptional at, but there are very few things in life that we are truly passionate about, that we truly take to heart, that truly jolts us out of our chair and moves us into action. There's very few things that do that for us. And why? Because there's only one purpose or one assignment that was planted inside of us when we were created by the Creator. And since it's my show, I like to call him God. Whatever else you want to call him, that's completely up to you. But because he's created one purpose, one assignment inside of us, when we go through that journey, and Velton, you said that journey to where you are today took 27 years of preparation. But when we find that thing that is passionate to us, when we find that thing that turns our joy into not even calling it a job, oh, it is a glorious day. And it really keeps us going despite those things in life that might knock us down. And I don't know if you're going to say this, so hopefully I'm not taking something from what you were about to say. But if you find that passionate thing, that thing you love to do, that doesn't mean you're not going to get knocked down while you're doing it. That doesn't mean you're not going to have setbacks while you're doing it. But what it does mean is that you're still passionate enough about it. You still love it enough to know that love hurts sometimes, and you're going to continue to do it anyway because you're passionate about it. What do you think about that, Velton?
Absolutely. I love it. I love every word and the essence of everything that you just said. And one of the things I want to add is when you're going through difficult times, and we just went through one of the most dramatic time frames in recent history, from 2007 to 2009 when the market crashed. We still have not, as an economy, as a country, as a market, fully recovered from that issue. and what's happening with a lot of us as we go to our JOB, just over broke, is we used to have 20 people in our department, and now we have 8. And we're being asked to do things that aren't in our job description, weren't part of what we used to do, weren't part of what we were trained to do, weren't part of what we like to do. And we are now, this stuff is now thrust upon us for us to deal with on a daily basis. And we have that choice to make. We can either do it, excuse the expression, half-assed, just enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it and be begrudging every day. You know, those are some of the people who go to a place where they hate because they have the wrong mindset every day. These are the people that created TGIF and Hump Day and Oh My God, It's Monday.
Right.
They get sick on Sunday evening just before Sunday morning when they know they got to go back to that place that they hate. And their mindset when they wake up on Monday morning is so bad that they walk in there and they say, as one of the comedians says, "I wish a so-and-so would to me this morning because I'm rich."
They really
don't take the right mindset that, you know what, here's an opportunity for me to take lemons and make lemonade. And they don't understand that the knowledge that they learned from the things that they didn't, were not exposed to, that they're still getting paid, maybe not paid enough, but once something becomes knowledge, nobody can ever take that away from you. And I use that because, as I said to you, there's going to come a time when this downsizing may be you next. What do you do? What knowledge have you gained that is now transferable monetarily to take care of you and the ones that you love? You know, I told you the story that happened to me early in my career, but, you know, when I started my company in 2008, in the midst of that depressive time frame, most people thought I was crazy, but I got downsized out of a job. But what I didn't realize at the time was in 1996, I'm telling my age now, I was asked to do something that wasn't in my job description. I got a call that said, "We need you to fly to a certain area and train 38 salespeople." I had 27 salespeople of my own. "We're not going to give you any more money. We'll pay for your airline and your hotel and blah, blah, blah. But there's no more money in it for you." I could have called my boss back and said, "Hey, I don't have time for this. I can't do this. Can you find somebody else?" Or I could have just gone down there and gone through the motions. But I wrote a workshop called Prospecting, the Key to Your Future Success. And I went down and trained 38 salespeople. And I found that training was part of my passion, something that I loved and enjoyed. And afterwards, I got a call that 5 other vice presidents wanted me to do the same thing in their region, and I became a corporate trainer. Fast forward to 2008, I got downsized out of a job, and nobody was hiring anybody. Strategic Solutions LLC, which is my company, was born, and I had one product, well, two products, myself and a workshop that I had written in 1996 called Prospecting, the Key to Your Future Success. And
I
utilized the customer base that I had, that I had written for somebody else, but I owned it. I used the customer base that I had, and I started talking to people about bringing me in to do this workshop for them. And I wrote a book, my first book, in 2008, which was published in 2010, entitled Prospecting, the Key to Your Future Success. So what I didn't realize in 1996 is, as you said earlier, God was preparing me to make the transformation in 2008 from working for someone else to doing what I was created to do.
I love it. I love
it. We don't realize when we're going through that transformation that we're being prepared to do something that we have been destined to do with our lives. And if we don't wake up every day understanding that today is a journey, part of my transformation from good to great, we don't go about it with the right attitude and we miss that opportunity down the road.
Love it. Love it. So we are talking to Velton Shaw, the owner of Strategic Solutions LLC, on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. We definitely like what you got, what you're saying, Velton. Mark from Texas out in Periscope land is giving you loads of hearts. So shout out to Mark from Texas. We've got Barbara Hunter that just joined us on Facebook Live. She's enjoying the show. I'm loving the nuggets that you're saying. And every time you tell a story, it just reminds me of a story that either someone else has told me about or I've experienced in my own life. And that's the beauty of what we do here at Unstoppable Stories, because we're always able to relate a story or tell a story or present a story that somebody else who's listening or watching will be able to take and apply to their own lives. And that could be the one story that helps them make it from Wednesday hump day into thank God it's Thursday, and help them really enjoy thank God it's Friday, and maybe even find a sliver of joy when Monday comes back around, because now they have transformed the way they think and they are going from good to great, and they're going from, as my friend Delatoro McNeil said in his book, going from being caught between a dream and a job to now using that job to fund their dream. It's all in transforming the way you think, and I love how your stories are transforming the way we think. I love how you have thrown out these nuggets that I'm just applying in my life. I've seen in my life about a dream deferred not being a dream denied, and preparation now leads to a successful destination later, and how if you just change your mind and look at the opportunity you're given as a way to go from good to great later, that you can be transformed too. So our audience is going to want to know a little bit more about the book you mentioned earlier. And then also you've got an upcoming book coming out later on this year, correct?
Yes, I do. The book that's coming out this year will actually be my third book. And the book that's coming out this year is based on leadership. It's 52 habits that most successful leaders need to know.
Oh, okay.
Or need to embrace. And it's based on leadership. And some people in the audience are going to say, well, you know, I work for somebody else. I'm really not a leader. I have a boss or I have a supervisor. Let me just let you in on a little bit of information. Everybody was born a leader. Because the
yes.
first person that you lead in life is yourself.
All right.
So everybody is leading somebody, whether they realize it or not. You're leading yourself through this life. And you only go around once in life, and I'm here to tell you, this ain't no practice run.
No, no. It is the only one you get.
What's going on. That's right. That's right. You know, it's funny. I heard a speaker many, many years ago. Her name is Patrice Russell McLeod. If you've never heard of her, she's a powerhouse speaker. And she wrote a book called A is for Attitude. And the book starts out with a quote that I love that says, your attitude will determine your altitude and just how high you can fly.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, I love it. And, you know, I heard a variation on that one, too. You know, I got the three A's. Your attitude will set up your aptitude so that you will achieve your altitude. See, the missing link is that your attitude will determine how much you are inspired to learn and that inspiration to learn and that desire to be more, that's what's going to set you up higher and higher in that altitude. But I love that statement, and I apply that statement in my life, and I'm sure there's people who are listening to you right now are glad that you shared that statement with them. But go ahead, finish your point, Velton.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book that I'm writing on leadership, it's called, there are 52 points. And the reason that there are 52 points is it's been proven by scientists that if you practice something 7 times for 7 days, that it becomes a habit. So
yes,
there are 7 days in a week. There are 52 weeks in a year. I've given each segment, there are 13 chapters in the book, and each chapter has 4 segments for 4 weeks and most months. So for 1 week, if you focus on one of these segments, by the end of that week, you should have that segment honed good enough so that you can utilize it and draw from it as you move forward to subject number 2.
Okay.
And the first subject that I in the book that I started with as a leader is to have a vision, not a task list.
Wow.
Most of us
okay.
get up in the morning and develop a task list of what we want to do today. But we really, it's a task list. We haven't really taken time to create the vision. And as a leader, we have to have the vision. The second part of that is if you're only working alone as a leader and the vision, then it's going to be more difficult for you to accomplish the things that are on the task list. What do I mean by that? Your network will determine your net worth.
Yes, indeed.
So as a leader, you have to develop a network. Now, Terrence talked to you, to everybody and on the show when we first started talking about the fact that we met over the internet a couple of years ago. Terrence and I put each other in our networks. The reason I'm here today is because he's an extension of my network. The reason he was on my show is because I'm an extension of his network. And through our network, it opens doors for us that otherwise would remain closed. There are people out there that have the ability to help you move and navigate that course of transformation from good to great. You have to open your vision up to them, be able to communicate your vision, and allow them to help you achieve the things on the task list that are going to make your dream a reality.
Wow. I love it. Can I jump in right there? Because and here's the thing, Blog Talk Radio, here's the thing, Facebook Live, here's the thing, Periscope. Physically, Velton and I still have not met. And we have known each other for over 2.5 years now, if not longer. I'm a little old now, I just turned 50. So my math is a little off. But the point is, we have known each other for a while, but the things he's talking about and the things I talk about, have you guys noticed in this interview that I've either started a sentence that he's finished or I'm finishing a statement that he has started? That's because we have not only networked together, but we have become influencers together. And our circle of influence talks about the same thing. Our circle of influence is working on the same things. Our circle of influence are sharing ideals. And to go with what Velton just said, if you want to increase your net worth, if you want to increase your business, if you want to have your ideals really go to the next level of their greatness, you've got to be willing to share that information with people. And you've got to also be willing to not be afraid that if you share that information, that somebody's going to take that information and run with it instead of you being able to use it the way you wanted to use it. That is one of the biggest reasons why businesses never get off the ground, because they're afraid to collaborate with other people for fear that if you tell somebody else what you're going to do, they're going to run with it and do it before you can do it. Well, I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure Velton will co-sign, if it is for you, it's for you. Can't nobody take it away from you. There may be somebody who does the same business. There may be somebody who's out there that didn't get the name Strategic Solutions LLC quick enough, so now they call it SAM Solutions LLC. But guess what? Sam can't do it like Velton. Velton wasn't meant to do it like Terrence. Terrence can't do it like somebody else listening to this show right now. Your dream, your vision, your purpose, your assignment is going to be yours no matter what. So don't be afraid to share it with somebody else who was created to help you make your vision a reality. I'm sorry, Velton. I just get on my soapbox.
Oh,
about
no,
that.
No. That needed to be said. That needed to be said. Because one of the biggest things that prohibits most businesses from failing or from being successful is the fear of collaboration. Or they collaborate with the wrong people.
And especially
so
in our community.
Find those people with like ideas, like ambitions that are credible, quality people. Because, Terrence, we have to be very, very honest with people. In your journey, in your transformation, you are going to encounter some toxic people. And we have to remove toxic people from our lives, but we can't close ourselves off to everybody because we had one bad encounter or one bad experience. We have
yes.
to be willing to open ourselves because we have the confidence in who we are to subject ourselves to other people. Other ideas, other visions, other help. But hold fast to what we are and what we know.
I love it. Hey, you're listening to Velton Shawell on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Great nuggets, great conversation. Shout out to Zelda Hayes, who's joining us in Facebook Live. Shout out to Kirk Rucker, who's watching us on Facebook Live. Shout out to you guys watching us in Periscope land. And I do see that we do have a caller that's listening in on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if that caller would want to come in. There's another caller from the 954 area code with the last four digits of 8656. We're coming up to the end of the show, so if you wanted to get a comment or a question in, caller, go ahead and click that one on your touch-tone phone as Velton's going to give us his final thoughts before we wrap up the show for this evening. So, Velton, what is it that you want our audience to know, a final thought, and then how can they get in contact with you if they want to have a deeper conversation with the transformation expert?
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you with three simple points from one of the keynotes that I deliver called Success Never Goes on Sale, because that's part of transformation. Understanding success never goes on sale. And the reason that success never goes on sale, there's three things that you have to keep in mind when you're trying to be successful. Number one, you have to believe in yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. So you have to have that belief that you can do what it is you were destined to do. Second point, understand you have to put in the work. It's not going to be handed to you. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to just breeze to success. You're going to have to knuckle down and work hard through doubt of your own, doubt from the people around you, doubt from those people that you're trying to attract. But stay the course, do what's necessary to be successful. And three, defeat is a temporary situation. You're going to be defeated. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. You're going to feel just like you've been ridden hard and put up wet. But defeat is a temporary situation. The only thing that makes it permanent is if you give up on your dream.
Wow.
Now, those are the 3 points that I want to leave you with. If you want to talk to me further, you can contact me at info@veltonshowell.com. You can contact me on Facebook at Strategic Solutions LLC, which is my fan page. Join my fan page. I put information up there every day on where I am, where I'm speaking, what I'm doing, thoughts, nuggets, and information for you. You can go to my website, veltonshowell.com. Now, here's what I'm going to do for you. If you go to my website, go in, put in your information. And as Terrence said, I've written a couple of books. My first book was called Prospecting the Key to Your Future Success. My second book is an e-book, which I will give to you for free for leaving your information, which is called Strategic Planning, Planning to Win. And it's a step-by-step planning guide for you to develop a strategic plan. It's 2017. If you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. So it will take you through how to develop a strategic plan. Furthermore, if you give me your information, you'll be immediately available, or I'll make my newsletter available to you, which will also give you information on when 52 habits of most success that most successful leaders need to understand will be available to purchase.
Wow, you can't beat that with a stick.
I travel around the country. Mm-hmm.
You are giving away information.
Right.
You are giving them the opportunity to connect with you, and you are giving them the opportunity to really get more information as we move forward. So I put in the feed the info at veltonshowell.com, the website veltonshowell.com, SHOWELL.com. So make sure you spell it correctly. And you know what? It's just been a pleasure, Velton, to have you on the show this evening. Man, we have got to make it a must to get together in person in 2017, collaborate on some great things as you continue to transform lives and as I continue to show people that they can be unstoppable. So can we make that a plan for 2017?
Absolutely, absolutely. Before this year is over, sooner rather than later, we will definitely get together. And I'd love to, at some point, do something together for you, for my audience and your audience in live and in person.
Definitely. Let's make that happen. Velton Showell of Strategic Solutions LLC, thank you so much for being on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Always a pleasure to have one of my connections from social media come together. I tell people each and every day, what you do with social media is going to make the difference on whether you're just playing on social media or being paid because of social media. Your circle of influence for whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever vision you're trying to create, there is somebody out there that needs to hear from you. There's somebody out there that needs to see you. There is somebody out there waiting to help you transform your world so that you can stop working that job and start living your dream. You just got to be willing to overcome the stumbling blocks and move into your stepping stones. Well, that's a wrap for the Unstoppable Story Show. I'm going to jump off of here and go listen to the president for the last time. Hope you guys will go do the same. Come back next week, next Tuesday, for another episode of the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, sponsored by Bling 10 Brides. Leaving it in good hands. Check her out again at 708-654-0661. Bling 10, the sponsor of the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. And in parting, as I like to always say, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Don't just go out and make it a great day. Make it an unstoppable day. And here's to living your life on the next level.